Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad you came this morning. I brought my Bible. I don't see anyone with their Bible in their hand, but I need a volunteer to read a Bible verse. Who would volunteer for me? I'm going to have you read, I have it marked right in my Bible, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Could you read that for us?
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
Thank you. Now I have a question. The Bible tells me that heaven was opened, and the Revelator saw a white horse. What do you suppose that horse looked like? What do you suppose? I have a picture that I want put up on the overhead. Do you suppose that horse looked like that?
No.
Why not? Why not? What about, I have another picture. Maybe does that white horse look like that? Maybe it looks like that. Maybe it does look like that. Now I have a little video I want to show you of a horse that belongs to Jesus. This horse lives right now, and she's 10 years old, and she belongs to Jesus. Because my Bible tells me that Jesus owns everything in this world. And you see, you might have a horse, or you might have a dog or a cat, and you might think that you own that animal, but Jesus owns that animal. And this animal's name is Gabrielle, and she works for Jesus, and she does things to help other people to have happiness, and she belongs to Jesus. Now, this is the question I want to ask you. If you were going to have a horse that belonged to Jesus, how would you take care of it? Would you feed it?
You'd be kind to it because it's Jesus' horse.
Yes. Would you clean its water pail so it had clean water? If you put it in a stall at night, would you clean its stall? Would you give it enough food, or would you let it just have not enough food so it looked like that first horse I put on the picture? There's something I want you boys and girls to remember by this story. I want you always to remember how sinful it is to have an animal and not take care of it, to cause that animal pain. Few people realize how sinful it is to cause an animal pain or to leave it neglected, to suffer from lack of food or water. I hope you boys and girls always take the very best possible care of any animal that you have in your care, and remember that that animal belongs to Jesus. You can go back to your seats and pick up the offering plates when you go.